Well, good morning. Let me introduce myself in case you've never met me before. My name is Adam Thrift. I'm the Minister for Children, Youth and Families at All Saints. This morning we're going to spend some time thinking about the Ascension, but before we do anything else, why don't we pray? Father God, thank you so much that we have this time together now to look at your word. Please be with us this morning. Please help us. And please speak to us through your word. Amen. Now I wonder if you could tell me who the longest reigning king or queen in history is. I'll give you 5 seconds to think about that at home with your families. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time up. I wonder what answers you put. Let me give you the top three. In third place is Queen Elizabeth II. That's right, our queen is the third longest reigning king or queen in history. She has been sat on her throne for 68 years. In second place, now I'm not expecting you to have got this one, is King Bhumibol of Thailand. King Bhumibol the Great. And he was King of Thailand for 70 years. He beat our Queen by 2 years. And then I wonder whether some of the grown-ups out there got this one right, but the longest reigning king in all of history was Louis the 14th of France. Maybe some of you got that. He reigned on his throne for 72 years. That is an incredibly long time. These are long reigns that we're talking about. But there is one verse in today's passage which completely changes everything. One verse that makes that list completely redundant. Look with me again at verse 51. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. The he there is Jesus. Let me read it again. While Jesus was blessing them, Jesus left them and was taken up into heaven. Jesus died and then he rose again and then he was taken up into heaven. The fancy word for that is he ascended. He ascended. And actually, often grown-ups, I'm sure you've sat through lots and lots of wonderful sermons all about the cross and the resurrection, but we often forget about the ascension. And that is such a shame, because the ascension is really good news. Jesus ascended, and so he is king right now. Those other kings or queens had impressive reigns, but none of them compared to Jesus. He didn't just reign for 70 odd years. He didn't even reign for 100 years, or 500 years, or 1,000 years. He is the forever king. He was king then. He's king now, and he will still be king in 2,000 years' time. He is the forever king. In the Old Testament, there was a guy called King David. King David was the greatest king that God's people had in the Old Testament. And God made a promise to David. This is what God said to David. Your days will come to an end, and you will die. At that time, I will make one of your sons the next king. He will build a temple for me. I will make his kingdom strong forever. Your family and your kingdom will continue forever before me. Your rule will last forever. Did you spot the promise as I was reading that out? God promises David that one of his descendants, one of the family members that will come after him, will be king forever. And amazingly, Jesus is one of David's ancestors. He's called the Son of David again and again and again in the Gospels. In fact, Matthew's Gospel starts with a family tree that links Jesus directly to David. Jesus is the forever king promised to David. He ascended, so he is king right now. And that is good news. In fact, it is such good news. Look at how Jesus' friends react. Verse 52. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple praising God. Do you see those words? They worshipped him. They had great joy. They were praising God. But why? Why are they so happy? Jesus ascended, so we should worship and praise him. Why should the ascension cause us to worship and praise Jesus? Because he's a very, very good king. Boys and girls, I'd love you to close your eyes and just try to, grown-ups, you can do it as well. Just try to imagine a very, very bad king. Imagine a king who was cruel to his people. Imagine a king who was mean and selfish and did nasty things. Well, if that king was in charge for a long time, that would be very, very bad news. You can open your eyes now. People wouldn't want to worship a very, very bad king. They certainly wouldn't feel great joy because he's king for a long time. See, there is a connection, isn't there, between the goodness of a king and the joy at the length of their reign. Well, Jesus is a great king. In fact, he is the best king. And let me tell you why. If you've got your Bibles open in front of you, flick back to the section just before the passage that was read out today. And we see three reasons why Jesus is such a great king. The first is this: he keeps his promises. When he appeared to his disciples after he rose from the dead, he reminded them that he keeps his promises. Let me read it to you. He said to them, "Remember when I was with you before. I said that everything written about me must happen. Everything in the law of Moses, the book of the prophets, and the Psalms." Well, it all came true. Every promise made about Jesus in the Old Testament. Every promise that Jesus made about dying and rising to life again, it all came true. Jesus kept every single promise. And second reason is that Jesus loved us enough to die for us. Look down at verses 45 to 48 with me. Then Jesus opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He said to them, "It is written that the Christ would be killed and rise from death on the third day. You saw these things happen. You are witnesses." See, Jesus the King went to the cross and was killed to take the punishment you and I deserve because of our sins. All the times we want to take the crown off of God's head and put it on our own heads. See, Jesus loved us enough to die for us. He loved us enough to rescue us. He loved us enough to take the punishment we deserve. And he still loves us now. The King who loved us by dying for us rose again and ascended into heaven. He is still king, and so he is still loving us. Jesus loves us. And then the third reason we get in these verses comes in verse 48. You must tell people to change their hearts and lives. If they do this, their sins will be forgiven. You must start at Jerusalem and preach these things in my name to all nations. See, the good news is that if we believe in Jesus and we follow him as our king, our sins will be forgiven. That is great news. That is great news for our friends and family. That is great news for Crowborough and East Sussex. In fact, that is great news for the whole world. Every nation needs to hear the good news that Jesus died for us, and so our sins are forgiven. Jesus is a great king. Not lying, but promise keeping. Not cruel, but loving. Not selfish, but forgiving. The news that such a good king is king forever is amazing. It should fill us with joy and cause us to love and adore him. And so we should think about him. I find myself daydreaming about coffee because I love coffee. It's precious to me. Are you thinking about Jesus? Is he precious enough to you that he just enters your mind? Do we spend our time and energy on him? I love reading books. Books are precious to me, so my time is consumed by reading. Do I spend as much time on Jesus? Do I read my Bible so I can hear his voice? Do I look to put into practice what the Bible says so that I am living for and obeying my King? Do I talk about him? Is Jesus part of the conversations you have as a family or with your friends over Zoom? If he's precious to you, then he should be. Because we can't help but talk about the things that we love. We do it naturally when it comes to things like football or music or TV. So why not actively try and make Jesus a part of your conversations? And talk to him. We don't have an unapproachable king. We have a king that we can go and talk to whenever we'd like, wherever we are, and about anything that's on our hearts. So talk to him. In the middle of lockdown, remember that Jesus is king. What I'd love us to do is spend some time at home talking about the two questions that come up on the screen. I'll give us 5 minutes to do that, and then we'll come back together to pray. Well, I hope you enjoyed discussing those questions. Why don't we pray to end? Father God, thank you so much that Jesus ascended into heaven. Thank you that he is king right now. Thank you that he is a good and loving king. Please would you help our hearts to be filled with joy. Would you help us to worship and praise Jesus? And Lord, would we live each and every day with Jesus as a precious, precious part of it? Amen. If you're a family, Sarah sent round a worksheet that has a whole load of activities connected to this idea of Jesus being this risen king that is worthy of praise. Why not spend some time this week looking at that sheet together? We're going to sing now. We're going to sing Jesus, my friend and king.